Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode. I know it's been about a week now since I last posted. I try not to keep people waiting too long, but the thing is, something that I've come to realize is when it comes to creating content in whatever medium it might be, whether it's Instagram, whether I'm writing, whether I'm doing a podcast episode, I've come to realize that I sort of need a fuel to make the content that I do. And I think that's why I've failed in the past to keep up a consistent schedule, is I force myself to create content even when I don't feel like it, even when there's no inspiration or idea. And when I force myself to make content, even though there's no inspiration, I lose the passion for it and I lose interest because I'm forcing myself to do it, which makes it homework, not something that I enjoy doing. And so that's why I'm trying to be more lenient with myself and not push myself to make content every single day and only create when I have the motivation to do so. And when there's something that comes to mind, like today, for instance, which is why I'm making this episode. So when something comes to mind and I'm like, okay, this is something that we could talk about, that's when I make an episode or that's when I make a post on Instagram or wherever. It's when I have that inspiration, that spark, that light bulb moment that helps me think of, okay, this is something good to talk about. Let's make content around it. And if I don't have that spark or that inspiration, then I don't want to force myself to create because I don't want to lose the passion for what I do and sort of make it feel like it's homework. And anyway, so with that out of the way, let's go ahead and talk about what we're going to be talking about today, which is about kids' behavior online in the sense of like, especially when with regards to TikTok. What I want to talk about is the things that we do for attention. And I want to talk about how being and acting in an obnoxious manner is probably not the way you should go about it. Now, we've talked about attention a lot before. We've talked about how the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. And basically, what I've been trying to get across is attention is very, very important among human beings. You know, it's worse to feel and be ignored than it is to be hated, because at least when you're hated, people are paying attention to you. They acknowledge your existence, even if they acknowledge it negatively. Even if they don't like look at you and give you a smile, they hate you. It's still better than not existing at all. It's better than people pretending or just simply not paying any attention to you. No one ever acknowledges your presence or your existence. That's an even worse feeling when people pay no attention to you. And what I think is going on in today's day and age is with access to the internet and the ability to post anything and anywhere by just about anybody, including kids who have smartphones, right, has given rise to kids and youth in general acting out in obnoxious manners to gain attention. Maybe because, in one way or another, at school or on social media with their friends or wherever, these kids just aren't getting the attention that they think they want or deserve. And in pursuit of that attention, they act up, whether it's doing some silly dance or screaming in public or just causing a disturbance of some kind. People act up, particularly the youth and kids, act up obnoxiously to try to gain whatever attention that they can get. And this is something that you see quite commonly too, not just in fictional tales, like Naruto, for instance, if you know Naruto. Naruto is somebody who really wasn't on the best end of the social, on the, what should I say? How should I say this? Socially, he wasn't very welcome or accepted because of what happened with his, well, if I remember correctly, it had to do with the nine-tailed beast inside of him. And I apologize if you don't know Naruto and this doesn't make any sense to you. I'm just trying to find a relatable example. Basically, Naruto wasn't well accepted, let's just say that, in society. And he acted obnoxiously and he acted like a clown and a prankster and a jokester in order to sort of get people to pay attention to him. And that's what people end up doing is when they don't have attention, when people pay no attention to them, no love, no affection, no nothing of any kind, they start acting out of desperation to get that attention. Whether it's good attention or bad attention, they need it. They want to be acknowledged and have their presence be known. And it is this same principle and mentality that manifests in why some people, some kids, end up going to shoot up schools. Because they want that attention. Even if it's notoriety, even if it's bad attention, it's better than not being noticed at all. And that's why some people have petitioned out there to remove the shooters' names from school shootings when we publicize this incident and it makes it to the news. People have petitioned to not publicize that person's name so that the people don't get what they want. That person does not get the notoriety and publicity that he so desires or that they so desire. And so it's about the attention and the pursuit of attention. And another thing that I want to touch upon is, aside from acting obnoxiously for attention, I think people are trying way too hard to be viral. I think too many kids, teenagers, youth of today are so focused and banking so much on going viral that they forget about what it means to make meaningful content. At least, like I am, right? I try to lead by example, and I would like to think that the content that I produce is meaningful. Not something that is made out of an obnoxious desire or manner, not something that is trying to make me go viral. No, I make content on the things that I care about and content that I firmly believe will be helpful to people and insightful to people to help them better themselves. Right? That's why I make what I do. I don't make my content on the idea or hopes of going viral. If I go viral on something that I post, that's great, but that's not my priority. As you guys probably know by now, my priority is whether I help people or not. Now, obviously, the same cannot be said for everybody else, and I think a lot of people, like I said out there, are making their content with the purpose of going viral. What does that mean? Making something attention-grabbing, right? Something that'll be obnoxious, loud, in your face, starkingly good or bad, and it's usually bad. And so, what I want to take the time to say in this episode today is I want to remind people, especially the kids and youth of today, that going viral, just because you see it happen, doesn't mean it's going to happen to you, no matter how hard you try. Now, I'm not trying to say that there's no hope for you. I just want to remind you that there's work that needs to be done. Like, people try too much to take the easy route of things, right? People want to be famous, they want attention, they want to be approached on the street. You know, people love that attention, that adoration, they're fans, right? People love that kind of lifestyle. A lot of people do anyway. I know not everybody does. And because in pursuit of that kind of lifestyle, because they adore it so much, they try so hard to go viral and have that instant overnight fame and success. And the thing is, that's not how it works for most people. Now, I'm not saying you cannot be one of those individuals that goes viral. If you do, that's cool. Good thing something worked for you. What I am saying is that for most people out there listening to this, you won't go viral. So don't bet on going viral. Instead, focus on putting out, like I said, meaningful content that's centered around what you care about. See, the thing is, people post not enough of what they care about, and instead post the things that get them likes, followers, comments, views. Things that increase, quote unquote, increase their chances of going viral. And they don't post enough about what they care about. And so, what I want to remind people today is to post on the things that you care about, things that are meaningful, and to really be true to yourself, because I know for a fact that not everybody out there that acts obnoxious or crazy or immaturely in pursuit of attention, that's not who they are naturally. I know that for a fact. People are doing this because they want that attention, because they want to go viral, not because they actually care about what they're doing, not because that actually means anything to them. Even if it means making a fool of themselves, they'll do it for attention. So this is a good opportunity for people to sort of reel themselves back in and think about, what is it that I actually care about? What do I want to do with my life? And I mean, of course, look, I fully believe in and I'm fully in support of in the spirit of play, right? They say work hard, play hard. I would say more or less I follow that idea. I'm a huge fan and supporter of people having fun in life. Like, if you make those obnoxious, silly videos to have fun, then I mean, go ahead, I guess. I personally think there are other ways to have fun that don't involve acting, to put it lightly, ridiculously. In some things, right? There's some forms of obnoxious behavior that I've seen online that I absolutely cannot agree with, right? If you can, I mean, this is just my recommendation. I wouldn't really recommend making a fool out of yourself to, I mean, especially when you publicize it, right? Because to me, that seems like you're trying to go viral or you're just doing it for attention. If you're going to act obnoxiously or ridiculously, I mean, it's kind of hard to do that without seeking attention. Do what, you know, it's okay to have fun. Just understand what kind of fun you're having and understand yourself to the point of knowing why you do that thing, right? If you're acting a certain way or if you do something for fun or you claim you do something for fun, is it because you actually want to do it for fun? It makes you happy? It's your entertainment? Or are you doing it for attention, for hopes of going viral? You know, this is why it's all about self-awareness. Make sure you understand what exactly you're doing and why. So again, going back to my previous point, I'm all about having fun. Just be mindful with how you do it and for what reasons you do it. I'm not saying that everything you do in life, every single action with between every single breath has to do with your meaning and your purpose in life or what you're trying to do with your long-term goals, what you want out of your future self. I'm not saying every single thing you do in life has to revolve around that. I know I talk about it so much and it seems like that's what I mean, but it's not. What's more important is, I mean, I'm talking about in the long-term overall grand scheme of things, in order to fulfill yourself, and fulfilling yourself is important if you don't want to wake up at 40 years old and feel like your life has done nothing whatsoever in terms of accomplishment, you're going to feel horrible. I'm talking about that. There's plenty of time, though. Plenty of time for you to do your work and work towards fulfilling yourself and understanding what you can contribute to society. There's plenty of time to focus on that. There's also plenty of time for you to play. Now, that's my mentality. There are a lot of people who talk about other different things, like, you know, work hard 24/7. I don't fully agree with that. I think it's important to make sure you stop every now and then and enjoy life. And so, just remember this. And just remember that this is in your best interest, I firmly believe, to be in your long-term goals. Yes, you can think about these certain things. You don't have to think about them all the time. I'm not trying to promote this idea that you cannot have fun, that you cannot make a silly video, that you cannot do a silly dance. I'm not saying you can't. You can have fun. But again, just understand why you're doing it. For what reason? Is it really to have fun? Or are you trying really hard to go viral and get fame and attention that you could acquire otherwise doing something that you care about and something that is meaningful to you? That is my call to action today. Don't act obnoxiously in the pursuit of attention or fame, and especially if that's not who you are as a person. Because I know for many of you out there, it's not. You're just trying too hard to do what you think works. It might work for some, but it won't work for everybody. You're much better off betting on and banking on doing something that is meaningful to you, becoming an expert in it, and getting your attention and recognition that way. I think you're much better off doing that instead. And like I said before, you can still make your silly videos and do your silly dances. if that's what makes you happy and if that's what's fun for you. Just, there are things to keep in mind before you just go about doing these things. Self-awareness is key. So, with that said, I think that was a beautiful 15-minute episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. As evidenced by this podcast, this episode's timing, cannot really guarantee when the next one will be. It's usually when that spark comes around and convinces me to sort of speak or write wherever. So keep your eyes peeled. I do apologize if you're hoping for a consistent, reliable schedule, but for reasons previously mentioned, I don't want to force myself to produce content. I don't want to make this feel like homework. I want to make sure that what I talk about is the stuff that I love to talk about and the things that I care about, not me forcing myself to talk about it when I don't care about it, which makes me not care about the whole project. It makes me feel like it's homework and it's not like it's coming from my heart. I don't want to get caught up in that. So please bear with me as I, continuously consume content online and look for sources of inspiration to make content around. And thank you for listening, as always, and I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.